I loved Bruce Lee. That was the inspiration for the whole thing. I wanted always to do a martial arts game because I wanted to do something Bruce Lee-like.
But translating Bruce Lee's dynamism and fighting style into a game is no mean feat. To get the most realistic fighting simulation possible, Ralph decided to use a technique called motion capture, where human movement is filmed, then digitally recreated. After an extensive search, Ralph found the man he thought best captured Bruce Lee's speed and fighting style, a Jeet Kune Do instructor from Glasgow, named Tommy Carruthers.
And he's just Jeet Kune Do guy around the world. I mean, his speed, his power, and his precision, it's just unmatched. I just love looking what he does, you know.
I'm short, I think 7 days, motion capture. We've done all the footwork, punches and kicks, and we've done the stunt work and fight choreographer, which was pretty hard work and pretty good, exciting, and something different. I've never done anything like that before.
The characteristics that have made Bruce Lee translate well into video games and comics have also been a gift to advertisers.
Partly because he was smart enough when he was alive to actually create aspects of his screen persona that are so identifiably Bruce Lee. You don't even need the name Bruce Lee. You don't even need to hear his voice to think, oh, that's Bruce Lee.